Good afternoon. This is Mandy Billings with KSOM News. Two people have been arrested in connection with theft of livestock and machinery in Audubon County. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office is 19-year-old Benjamin Lee Peterson of Audubon and 20-year-old Christopher Joe Groninga of Dunlap were arrested today. Peterson has been charged with two counts of second-degree theft. Groninga has been charged with second-degree theft and or aiding and abetting second-degree theft. The charges stem from the ongoing investigation into the theft of livestock that occurred on June 6th in the 2900 block of Goldfinch Avenue and the theft of machinery that occurred on June 23rd in the 1600 block of 315th Street. Peterson was held in the Audubon County Jail on $5,000 bond. Groninga was seen by the magistrate and released. A preliminary hearing for Groninga has been set for July 25th. The incidents remain under investigation. A Perry man was arrested on an Audubon County warrant following his release from the Clarinda Correctional Facility Wednesday. The sheriff's office says 48-year-old Alan Kenneth Bramer has been charged with burglary. The charge stems from the investigation into a burglary that occurred on April 30th in Ross. Bramer was transported to the Audubon County Jail where he was held on $5,000 bond. In other activity, 29-year-old Joseph Mark Zager of Audubon was arrested Wednesday on an outstanding Audubon County warrant. Zager has been charged with fifth-degree theft. The charge stems from a check written to an Audubon business in March. Zager appeared before the magistrate and was released. And 34-year-old Claudette May Jane of Exira was arrested early this morning for operating while intoxicated first offense and driving while barred. The charges stem from a traffic stop on J Avenue near 329th Street. Jane was transported to the Audubon County Jail and later appeared before the magistrate and was released. A preliminary hearing has been set for July 25th. An Atlantic man was arrested for use of a person under 18 years old in the drug trade. The Cass County Sheriff's Office says 21-year-old Kevin Damian Ingalls was utilizing a juvenile to deliver illegal drugs. The unidentified juvenile was taken to the Juvenile Detention Center in Council Bluffs, facing charges of possession with intent to deliver. Ingalls remains in the Cass County Jail, where he is also being held on charges of possession with intent to deliver and violation of a drug tax stamp. Bond on his prior charge is $5,000. Bond on the new charge is $10,000. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reports numerous arrests. On Monday, 21-year-old Cam Christopher Jonke of Lewis was arrested on a charge of possession of a controlled substance. He was taken to the Cass County Jail where he was held pending pretrial release. On Sunday, 32-year-old Damon John Busey of Glenville, Nebraska was arrested on a Cass County District Court warrant for failure to appear. He was taken to the Cass County Jail where he was held on $5,000 bond. Also on Sunday, 23-year-old Rachel Marie Huggins and 22-year-old Bryston Lee Flathers, both of Cumberland, were arrested on charges of public intoxication and interference with official acts. Both were taken to the Cass County Jail where they were released later that day on their own recognizance. On Friday, 27-year-old Robbie Troy Matheny of Anita turned himself in on a Cass County warrant for OWI first offense. He was booked at the Cass County Jail and was released later that day on $1,000 bond. On June 30th, 26-year-old Robin Lee Grieshaber of Cumberland was arrested on a Cass County warrant for possession with intent to deliver a controlled substance. He was taken to the Cass County Jail where he was released the following day on $5,000 bond. And on June 29th, 34-year-old Amy Jo Nicholson of Des Moines was arrested on a district court warrant for probation violation. She was held at the Cass County Jail on $10,000 bond. A Clarinda police officer received minor injuries after being assaulted by a man being booked into the Page County Jail. Authorities say 22-year-old Dakota Jim Smith had originally been arrested on charges of public intoxication and simple assault in connection with a disturbance in the parking lot at Timber Creek Apartments early Sunday. Police say Smith allegedly assaulted a member of the police department with a closed fist, striking the officer in the left eye region of the head. Smith was charged with felony assault on a peace officer. The officer was treated at the Clarinda Regional Health Center. The Mills County Emergency Management Office is looking for volunteers to help fill sandbags this Saturday. Volunteers are asked to go to the Mills County Engineer's Office at 403 Railroad Avenue in Glenwood. Sherry Bowen, Public Information Officer for the Mills County Emergency Management Office, says due to the ongoing flood concerns in Mills County, they have a need for additional sandbags for use by the levee and drainage districts and a stockpile for needs by the City of Pacific Junction, Glenwood, and Mills County. Volunteers can sign up online at www.millscoia.us and click on Flood 2011. Volunteers can also call 712 527-4231 to register. Bowen says volunteers need to be able-bodied, wear closed-toed shoes, and bring gloves, water, bug repellent, and sunscreen. Should Atlantic adopt a property maintenance ordinance? That topic was discussed at the Atlantic City Council meeting Wednesday night. Atlantic City Administrator Doug Harris says the city is facing the dilemma of trying to curb the proliferation of dilapidated and dangerous structures.
Right now we have a dangerous structure, which means the building's falling down. Mm-hmm. And really beyond the point normally of repair. And usually at that time, the building doesn't have much value, so we end up tax acquiring the property. We're responsible for maintaining the property, for having the asbestos removed and tearing it down. It's very expensive for taxpayers.
Harris says these buildings have an adverse effect on surrounding property values, which over time results in the further spread of blight.
As we all know, as a building becomes blighted, it has an adverse impact on surrounding properties in the neighborhood, and blight just tends to spread, which, you know, you probably find is true in Atlantic. And the question is, this is one tool potentially to be used to help reduce the spread of blight.
Harris says one approach cities have employed to address this problem is the implementation of what are called property maintenance ordinances or minimum maintenance codes. The objective of these ordinances is to keep properties from deteriorating to the point that they are dilapidated and dangerous structures by requiring property owners to keep structures in reasonably good repair. The council didn't make a decision but has agreed to consider the idea and decide how to proceed at its next council meeting. For news you can depend on, I'm Mandy Bellings.